USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting pension relief in a massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year. The proposal aims to protect millions of workers and multi-employer pension plans who face significant cuts in benefits. Law enforcement officials announcing they arrested two individuals who they believe were planning a mass shooting in a city after receiving a tip from a caller who overheard their alleged plans. Richmond, Virginia Police Chief Gerald Smith telling reporters investigators wasted little time in acting on the tip.
Men and women of the 2nd Precinct began an investigation, along with Homeland Security and our special investigations team went over to the 1,000 block of Columbia Avenue here in the city of Richmond to begin their investigation. Once inside that residence, they saw evidence in plain view that corroborated the hero witness's statement.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Highland Park Parade suspect confessed to the shooting and said he considered a second attack on another celebration in Madison, Wisconsin. These new details coming to light as the suspect makes his initial court appearance in Highland Park, Illinois.
The man accused of spraying gunfire into a Chicago-area Independence Day parade from a rooftop, 21-year-old Robert Cremo, made his first court appearance on Wednesday. The judge has denied Robert be released on bail. The state of Illinois has done away with capital punishment back in 2011, so if convicted, the suspect could face life in prison without the possibility of parole. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Researchers at Yale are predicting it will be close to 2 years before COVID transitions from a pandemic to an endemic. They found the virus will be constantly circulating, so the vulnerable population will have to keep being careful. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced he's suspending a Maryland rule that required applicants for concealed carry permits to justify their reasons for carrying a gun. The decision comes after the Supreme Court ruled against a similar restriction in New York. After surviving a recall in his state, does Democratic Governor from California Gavin Newsom have presidential aspirations?
With California Governor Gavin Newsom continuing his foray into national politics by running ads in Florida, it was only a matter of time until he was included in the 2024 general election polling. A recently released Yahoo News YouGov survey conducted between June 24th and 27th suggests that Newsom would be a stronger general election candidate than Vice President Kamala Harris. The poll suggests a hypothetical matchup between Biden, Harris, and Newsom against former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. When running against Trump, Newsom fares better than Harris and also has more room to grow. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A marina in northwest Michigan shut down Sunday after a diesel leak from actor Tim Allen's yacht. Allen telling the Traverse City Record Eagle he feels very uncomfortable being the reason the harbor was closed until late Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.